Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. We're back at it again. I got Brandon here. I got Eliseo here. My name's Jesse. We are the Fantasy Football Fools. Welcome to the playoffs, if you're not already in them. How are you guys doing this lovely Tuesday?
I'm all right. I got myself in a good position to kick your ass this week. That way I don't have to deal about the last place game. So I'm feeling, I guess, good for how things are.
Feeling pretty good, too. I got a rematch this week against Alex. Played him last week. His team went crazy, so I don't think he could do that again. So I'm feeling pretty good, to be quite honest.
Yeah, me and Eliseo are in the loser bracket, and whoever loses this game will go into the toilet bowl, the loser bowl. So this is a big week for us, and Brandon is in that fourth spot, right? Yeah. Just in the playoffs there. So good luck to all of you wherever you may land. Don't get the punishments, but get whatever else you can get, trophies or middle of the pack, right? We're going to try to help you with that today. But first, we got to talk about, this was the week. This was the week.
Oh, son of a, that's going to leave a mark.
We talked about it. Running backs were not getting hurt a lot this season. And here we go. Let's start with my team, David Montgomery, MCL tear, season ending right before my playoffs. I do not have Gibbs, obviously. So, yes, not good for me.
Yeah, obviously a big loss for the Lions. Hit Montgomery, Stonic and Knuckles, as they called them, dynamic duo for sure. Lions are in an interesting spot. I think obviously it's a big gain for Jamar Gibbs. He's going to get, the majority of the work there. He was already an elite fantasy playmaker. So he's, a potential league winner for people that have him, certainly. But the Lions, they are just getting decimated by injury. So David Montgomery on the offense, I think they have like 14 guys out on their defense. So they're in a rough patch, certainly with injury, trying to overcome things. But for fantasy purposes, yeah, David Montgomery was a guy that was everybody's playing in their lineup. Feel like he scores every week. He's super, super solid. So now additional work for Jameer Gibbs, maybe even some work for Craig Reynolds, who may get some of that alternate work. But what was like a 50-50 split before probably now becomes, 80-20 for Gibbs. So he's getting a big boost in work. Reynolds will have a small role, but probably not enough to be impactful for the fantasy playoffs.
And keep this in mind, Detroit scored 42 points and they lost this past week. So, there's plenty of fantasy points to go around in that offense. Nick Chubb, left foot fracture, season ending as well. He was just coming back, and now he's going back.
Yeah, I hate to see that for a guy like Nick Chubb. Worked so hard to get back in there. Was starting to, play okay. I think, it takes a little while to come back from what he came back from last year, which was the torn ACL. I think he has like a broken foot or whatever that may be. So hopefully he's okay. Jerome Ford steps up into that number one spot. But they made a major announcement. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Jameis got benched. And now Dorian Thompson-Robinson will be the new quarterback. So I think that's a downgrade to everybody on that offense, including Jerome Ford, who will step up as a new running back. So I don't want any part of the Cleveland offense moving forward.
They're not your team?
Not this year, no. Every time I pick my team, Cleveland, they were good last year. I picked the Jets this year, not so much. But, I like to take some chances out there.
There's a couple other running backs on here. They just weren't all put at the top here. But Patrick Mahomes, the next big one, high ankle sprain. He's week to week, but look, they are playing for the number one seed. So is he going to play? Is he not going to play? What do you think?
I don't know. There's four teams that are on interesting schedules coming up. So it's Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. They all play this Saturday. They have Saturday games. And then they play Christmas on Wednesday. So there's like three games in like 11 days, basically, with that weird. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever played Wednesday in like NFL history. First time Christmas, they want to, steal the spotlight there. So that's the interesting thing that comes up with Mahomes is, again, like you mentioned, they're trying to hold on for the number one seed. Is he healthy, though? I think, you know, you've got to have him healthy in the playoffs, certainly. So will he take that chance? He did practice in full today, which I think was interesting. Initially, yeah, I wouldn't have expected him to play. If he doesn't, it's Carson Wentz. So there's another change for the skill players in Kansas City. But, yeah, it's a tough one. I'd be shocked if he played in both of those games. Maybe he plays in one of them, but I'd be absolutely shocked if he plays in both of those upcoming games with three games in 11 days.
And this probably sounds ridiculous, but if they absolutely had to, they could start Carson Wentz. And if he's doing so terrible by halftime, you know, they could be like, you know what? Like, all right, we could like go win us the game. And then, but like kind of keep them like they're just because who are they playing? I don't think.
They play Houston this weekend.
So it could be a tough matchup depending on stuff. But like, yeah, they'll give Carson Wentz a chance. And if he's really that bad or if you're falling behind, you know, then throw him in, which is weird. But I mean, if you're trying to save him, why not? Because if you end up not needing him, then, you know, you don't need him.
Yeah. And if there's anything we know about the Chiefs, it's all they do is play close games, right? So yeah, I'm sure Wentz could probably keep it close anyways, right? They're going to play low scoring, run the ball, you know, have the defense play well. So yeah, who knows?
And I mean, there has to be some other way to win at the end, which we'll find out this week. So nice. Yeah. Jaleel McLaughlin quad, he's doubtful for this week.
Yeah, just quickly, he's part of that three-headed backfield in Denver. You kind of never knew who it was going to be. So maybe there's some more work for Javonte Williams, maybe a little more for Audric Estime. But again, probably, hopefully not a running back you're having to start with your, you know, life on the line in the fantasy playoffs.
Alec Pierce, concussion in protocol. Zach Ertz, concussion in protocol. I'm going to skip down. Tommy DeVito, concussion in protocol as well. Back up to Alvin Kamara, groin abductor, questionable. We don't really know what's going on there.
Eliseo, that's your boy, right? That's like your one running back that you have.
Yeah, he's my one running back. So now, now I have Guarendo again. So that's my second one. But hey, Jesse, so you can't, if you lose, you can't really blame it on your running back because, you know, we're both losing running backs this week, it looks like. So no excuses there, buddy.
I still got two good running backs.
So I think I went 1 week too early on my balls to the wall. He now may be the starter. So just 1 week too soon for me.
Jalen Waddle, knee, he's day-to-day. Xavier Legette, groin, likely to miss. Geno Smith, right knee, questionable.
Yeah, he got hurt Sunday night, didn't come back in the game. He's questionable. He had a play this week. That obviously would be a huge loss for the Seahawks and, you know, their playmakers, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, DK Metcalf. Geno Smith, again, not a guy you're starting in probably one quarterback leagues, but super flex, two quarterback leagues. He's a guy you're playing. So certainly something to keep an eye on there. But it sounds like he's leaning towards playing. But again, you never quite know until we get to later in the week and see more of the practice reports.
Couple more running backs here. Tony Pollard, aggravated his ankle strain that he already had. So he is questionable moving forward. And then Kenneth Walker missed his second game this week with the calf strain, so something to monitor there. He's also on my team, so I do have some good running backs, but are they going to play? That's what we're all asking about all these guys. A.J. Brown, ankle, no word on him. His ankle got, like, twisted under somebody or something, and we haven't heard anything. I haven't, at least. Any of you? Nope, nothing?
Nope.
And then George Pickens, also the second game missed for him for a grade 2 hamstring strain. So monitor those guys because it is the playoffs, man. We need our top people in the lineup. And if you have to pivot, you're going to have to pivot. We're going to talk about that in a minute when we get to our face plans. But before us play face plans, we got to talk about the good guys.
Oh, wow.
These are the guys who did really, really good this week 15. We'll start with quarterback Jared freaking Goff. 494 yards, 5 touchdowns. That was pretty good. 51 fantasy points.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. I saw this weird stat. So obviously, yeah, he did whatever you just said, those crazy stats, almost 500 yards, 5 touchdowns, and they lost. And remember that game earlier in the year, he threw 5 interceptions in a game that they won. So just crazy that those two things would happen. But yeah, he was outstanding trying to keep pace with Josh Allen, who I'm sure we'll talk about shortly. And just a great fantasy game for, you know, we knew it would be high scoring, great weapons there. Yeah, Goff was great, but again, he's been really good all season. He's currently quarterback 6 on the season. So I think he's outshot projections, certainly. He's great when he plays indoors. We knew that all year. He's played, I think he has like 14 of 17 games inside, which certainly helps his cause. We'll see how he does this week on the road in Chicago. So not necessarily the most favorable of conditions. But yeah, just an absolute monster week last week.
And hey, we have in our league, it's 8 teams not owned in our league. So I could have picked him up and played him. And I didn't. We'll talk about that later. Josh Allen, number 2, 45 fantasy points, 362 yards, 2 touchdowns through the air, 68 yards, 2 more touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah, again, this is the guy, the one guy I'm most afraid to play. And I'd be shocked if somebody had him on his team. They didn't make the playoffs because he's just been single-handedly carrying teams the last 2 weeks especially. I have 2 other leagues where I'm in the playoffs and having to play against him this week, and I'm dreading that. So, yeah, he's just, again, he's an absolute nightmare. This is, I feel like he always plays the best at this time of the year. You know, he starts running a little bit more. He's harder to tackle in the cold. Yeah, just an absolute unit out there, and just somebody, I dread playing against.
Lamar Jackson, number 3, 43 fantasy points. All these quarterbacks over 40 fantasy points, 290 yards, 5 touchdowns, 65 yards rushing. There you go. Your rushing quarterbacks up at the top.
Number 1 quarterback in fantasy this year is Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, he's been outstanding.
Coming out number 4 is Baker Mayfield, 34 fantasy points. Eliseo is happy there. 288 yards, 4 touchdowns, 25 yards rushing. Was he on your bench or in your lineup? I don't even know.
No, he was in my lineup.
And then number 5, here we go. Aaron Rodgers, 34 fantasy points, playing against Jacksonville, 289 yards, 3 touchdowns, 45 yards rushing. Interesting to see there. Also a guy I could have picked up. And did not.
Well, you had him for a while, right? Didn't you own him for like a month or something?
Yeah, he did. Did you play him ever?
He did. Maybe, yeah.
You played him 1 week against me. I got pissed because I think he threw like 3 touchdowns or something. But.
Yeah, it's the quarterback carousel of this year. On to wide receivers. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, the number 1 wide receiver, Davante Adams, 34 fantasy points, 198 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was just going ballistic on the Jaguars this week.
Yeah, I think I saw a stat, and again, I don't remember exactly what it was, but he didn't really do anything in the first half, but there was, I think it was like 4 minutes in the fourth. There was like a 4-minute stretch in the fourth quarter where he had like 134 yards or something, which is like the most ever in like a 4-minute span. Yeah, it was crazy. That was vintage Rodgers and Adams. He was looking for him. He got his 100th career touchdown, and Rodgers was like force feeding him, trying to make sure he got that. I think he had scored at one point. They called a penalty. He came back and just threw right back to him on a fade for another touchdown. So,
He doesn't know when he's going to have another chance.
Yeah, that's the thing. That connection is real. It's taken way too long for them to kind of figure these things out. I still don't trust Rodgers moving forward. And again, this all sounds great, but it's against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I don't really take it.
No, that's what I meant by who knows when he's going to get another chance to just make sure he gets it. Like, I don't know who they're playing from now on, but that might have been the last touchdown he ever throws to him.
Right, yeah. They got the Rams at home this week, I think.
Number 2, wide receiver Mike Evans, 28 fantasy points, 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's been pretty consistent this year.
I was going to say real quick, that goes back to the thing LSA and I talked about with the Tampa Bay schedule. It's like it was here for you, right? In the playoffs, talked about Baker Mayfield. We talked about Mike Evans. Bucky Irving's been really good. This is kind of, you know, what we thought was going to happen. We're seeing it come to fruition. And then they close out the year with, I think, Dallas this week and Carolina the last week. So, get your bucks in your lineup and, you know, hope that these things continue.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, number 3, 24 fantasy points, 193 and a touchdown, doing Amon-Ra things. We talked about the Goff and his almost 500 yards. Well, there's almost 200 of it right there. Brian Thomas Jr., number four. This guy was kind of on my radar this week. I thought he was going to do good, and he did. 23 fantasy points, 105 yards, and two touchdowns, kind of breaking out here at the end.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He's been by far the best rookie wide receiver. Where do you think he is for the season? Like, where? What number wide receiver?
I thought he was top five, like number five.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm probably
number six.
Too low. I would say 15, but I'm probably too low.
Yeah, he's number five. He's 1 point ahead of CeeDee Lamb. But yeah, top five for a rookie who was taken in the much later rounds. And even with Trevor Lawrence being out, he's playing with Mac Jones. He's just been really, really good. And definitely has exceeded expectations this year. But again, we talked about it kind of in weeks past where the wide receivers aren't as good as they usually are. Some of those numbers are really low compared to where we've seen them. So again, he's having a great year in terms of other receivers this year, but not quite the numbers that we've seen, the last couple of years with throwing as an increase. But yeah, again, just a great value if you do have him on your team.
And then number five, this guy has kind of been a boomer bust, and that's Rashad Bateman. 80 yards, two touchdowns is what really got him those points right there. So there's your top five wide receivers. Let's move on to running backs. James Conner. Man, I had the number one wide receiver and the number one running back, and I still lost. James Conner, 26 fantasy points, 110 yards rushing, two touchdowns, 28 yards through the air. He will be in my lineup this week, Eliseo. What do you have to say about that?
That's fine. I'm ready.
I feel like James Conner is always like one of those guys that's just like not sexy, but then he just produces every single year and he's just super solid. So it's like another just classic James Conner season. We don't really talk about him, and you look and he's like the top 12 running back, and you drafted him as running back 20 or something, right? So,
and I feel like people do that because they're always afraid of him getting hurt, and I think that's why because it's like everybody knows he can produce, but everybody's afraid of him getting hurt, and so I think he just falls in the rankings. And then, you end up picking him at number 20, and he's, one of the best running backs.
What would you say about, looking at this year, David Montgomery, does he usually get hurt? Not really, right? I feel like anybody can get hurt at any time. So I feel like I'm just going to take that out of the equation, unless there's an injury or pre-existing. But I feel like it's kind of just a crapshoot when it comes to injuries, right?
You're going to take Christian McCaffrey next year?
I mean, if he's healthy, can't be any worse than this year. Yeah.
So, no, I think that's fair. Yeah. Again, I think it all kind of matters where you're drafting him and how much risk you're willing to take and what the rest of your roster looks like, certainly. But yeah, this is a weird year where we talked about not a lot of running back injuries. So maybe next year they all just get hurt, right? And it's like a wide receiver year or something. It's just, it seems like it's constantly changing, and there's not anything that stays consistent for a long period of time.
Jahmyr Gibbs, number three. Did I do James Cook? James Cook, number two, 25 fantasy points, 105 yards, two touchdowns over there in Buffalo. They're the ones who beat Detroit, who had 42 points. They had 48 points, so plenty of points to go around for them. Jahmyr Gibbs, number three, 23 fantasy points, 31 rushing yards and a touchdown, 83 receiving yards and a touchdown. Shows you he's going to be the guy no matter what they do, pass, run over there moving forward. Chase Brown, number four. 22 fantasy points, 97 yards, and a touchdown, 16 yards through the air, and another touchdown. He's been consistently good. Brandon, on your team, what do you say about him?
So, last six games, 22, 13, 13, 16, 17, 22. So since Zach Moss got hurt, he's taken over the role. He does about 100% of the snaps. They don't really give any carries or catches to anybody else. So he's been the guy on just a really, really good offense. And what's helped me is his involvement in the passing game. Get those touchdowns from Joe Burrow. Counts double for me. I love that. Thank you, Eliseo. You single-handedly handed my team the playoffs. I can't thank you enough for that. But Chase Brown's been awesome. Again, another guy who was either drafted super late or was picked up off the waiver wire. So just a huge value. He's a top 10 running back in the league right now. A great value and just a guy you're constantly playing because, again, he's getting 100% of the work on a really, really good offense.
And number
five.
You're,
you're, Oh, sorry. I was going to make a comment about Brennan's season. It reminds me of a season that you, Jesse, had a few years ago where you were in last place for so long, you kept picking up all the – you're like a bottom feeder, you know, and you just kept picking up. And your team got, like, completely redone and way better. And then you ended up – like, I think you ended up winning the championship that year. I know you definitely made the playoffs, but I think you won the championship. And that's what kind of Brandon reminds me of, where he's like, oh, yeah, I'm so good. I'm so good. You're so good because you were so bad at the beginning that you were able to, like, steal all these guys. I mean, you that's still pretty good because some people would have just, like, not done it, you know? So I'll give you some credit, but your draft is nothing to talk about, man. So let's just tone it down.
Thankfully, that's only, like, a third of the process, though.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, it's great if you have draft a good team and they're great. And, you know, Chris has had a good team all season. But I don't mind losing the first couple games because you do get some of those great waiver wire pickups. So it just depends on how it works out. If you're in the middle of the pack is where it's kind of gets rough, which I feel like I was this year. So, you know, next year we'll do it again.
Don't worry about being in the middle of the pack anymore. You're way at the bottom now.
We'll see after this week who's at the bottom. Number five, this guy's only 44% owned. He has not scored more than he's not scored in the double digits until this week. Tajay Spears from Tennessee had 20 fantasy points, only 5 yards rushing and a touchdown, 87 yards through the air and a touchdown. Are you trusting him? I'm not.
No, he's still splitting work with Tony Pollard, who got banged up a little bit. Tony Pollard still had a touchdown in this game also. I think a lot of that was matchup dependent. They were playing the Bengals again, who have a terrible defense and give up a lot of points. So, yeah, not really trusting that moving forward. This is another team that made a quarterback change today too. So Will Levis is out. Mason Rudolph in for the Titans.
Oh, that's not the only one. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. I didn't know when we were going to get to it, but I guess we're there. So Kirk Cousins was benched today, too.
Yeah. Michael Penix is now the new quarterback in Atlanta. So, yeah. But,
which is crazy because they're like right outside.
They're
like
the
they're
thick
just
of the playoff
under.
Race.
Yeah. They're, yeah.
Because
they're
has
what,
been
half
bagged.
A game?
The big two things. The big one is Rudolph is in just in time for Christmas. That's all. Nice joke. Haha. Okay.
All right. I'm out of here. Guys.
And then number two is, Kirk Cousins has been really bad. And even his interview after the win on the Raiders, he was just, you could tell he was just like defeat. He was like, ah, man. Like, I don't know. There wasn't anything in him. And I was like, oh, this looks pretty bad. So I think that they need something to catapult them.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, the last 5 games, how many fantasy points do you think he has in our league? 5 games.
Well, he didn't have a touchdown until this past game.
Right, so he has 1 touchdown in 5 weeks, 9 interceptions. How many total fantasy points?
In the last 5 weeks, I would say 40.
I'm going to say I'm probably over even where I am, 18.
23. Okay. 23. Okay. So if you think Baker Mayfield or Joe Burrow were bad for you with like 18 or 20, he did that in 5 weeks. Like, that's awful. That's so bad. Like, what happened? I know he tore his Achilles last year, but he was like, okay.
But like, he was fine. Yeah.
He had some really good weeks. I think, did you have him on your, I had him a couple weeks, I think. I'll say,
I had him for a week. Yeah. I had him for a week.
He was one of the guys.
It was
the
week.
Carousel. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first week after I dropped Burrow.
Oh, Burrow!
I played him, and then I think he did okay. I think he did maybe 17, maybe 20 points or something. So,
right, but yeah, he's just completely fallen off the cliff, which is crazy.
I don't know. I gotta look back now. Maybe he did burn me. I have no idea.
Maybe maybe they knew something. You know,
yeah,
not keeping him around. Let's move on to tight ends. Sam Laporta, number one tight end, 12 fantasy points, 111 yards receiving, 0 touchdowns. Detroit, of course, had that crazy good game. When it comes to points,
they
still
lost.
Did
you play him this week?
I did, yeah.
Okay. He's back in your lineup now. It was.
I don't know. I was just playing the matchups now, and no matter what, like I got lucky because I was like, I feel like no matter who I play, I'm going to pick the wrong guy. And this week it was the right guy. So we'll see what I could do this week.
Number two, Jonnu Smith, 10 fantasy points, 48 yards, and a touchdown. Those are the only two tight ends within the double digits this past week. Then you have...
So terrible.
Yeah, here comes the Josh Weil. Yep. Josh Weil from Tennessee, 9 fantasy points. Foster Moreau, 9. Pat Freiermuth, 8. That's your top five right there. Go back to the wasteland. Kicker of the week is Chase McLaughlin from Tampa Bay, playing against the Chargers, had 18 fantasy points for you. And the defense of the week, it's a tie. Two of them in the same division as the Raiders. Kansas City had 22 fantasy points. Denver had 22 fantasy points for you. Both of them winning their games this week. So those were the good guys. Now let's talk about the other side, huh?
You blew it!
These guys certainly did blow it. We'll start as we normally do with my roster. Tyreek Hill, 3 fantasy points. Juwan Jennings, 3 fantasy points. 3 was the number this week because Brock Bowers had 3 fantasy points. David Montgomery, yeah, he got hurt. Okay, 3 fantasy points. We'll give him that. And then Kyler Murray's like, well, I'm a quarterback. I can't give you 3. Let me just triple it. 9 fantasy points. I cannot play a quarterback. I cannot decide. Someone needs to help me. So go to Fantasy Fools Pod on X and let me know who the heck to start.
Should we do this live? Like pick your quarterback off the waiver wire? You got the number one waiver wire claim? Yeah.
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 Well, I like it.
I got to pick somebody. And then moving on, we have Debo who got me 1 fantasy point on the bench. Kyle Pitts, 2 fantasy points. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who I picked up and hasn't done anything since, 0 fantasy points. I'll be dropping him this week, I'm sure. And then moving on from my team. Yeah, those were all from my team.
How many points did you actually score this week?
I did okay. I had some guys who did pretty well. Those guys.
I was like, did you score like 30 points? Not. That was a lot of threes.
You scored 110.
Yeah, yeah.
How?
Somehow, yeah. Devontae
like
3 Adams.
Points, 3 points, 3 points.
Well, I had the number one wide receiver, the number one running back. By the way, I wanted to talk about Jonathan Taylor real quick. He's not on here, but yeah, he was on my team.
Points.
He was on my team. And this was the second person this week.
Same week.
Can you just carry the damn ball to the end of the end zone, carry it to the sideline, just don't drop the ball?
Yeah, every
what
time,
are you doing?
Like run it in and somebody just does hand that. It to the referee in the back of the yes. end zone every time. Like, what are they doing? What are they doing?
And especially because, like, why are you such in a hurry that you got to do it immediately when you cross the goal line? Like, right. just hold on
it's
to
not
it.
Like, it's
why?
Like 100 pounds, right? Like, it's a yeah, little thing yeah. you can carry.
For any of you who don't know, Jonathan Taylor had a walk-in touchdown, and he dropped the ball before he crossed the line, as did, was it Pittsburgh? As did somebody on defense who had a touchdown as well. This has happened way too many times in the NFL. And
yeah,
it's just
this year, I feel like it's happened a lot, too. Yeah. Yeah, it's just people are dumb. You're so dumb.
Just hold on to the ball, people. Moving on, we have Marvin Harrison Jr., 3 fantasy points, Chuba Hubbard, 4, Najee Harris, 1, Cooper Kupp with 0, DK Metcalf, 2, Isaiah Pacheco, 4, Amari Cooper, 0, I'm still going, Kate Otten, 2, Jaden Reed, LSAO's favorite, 5 fantasy points, it's one of the better bad ones. Joe Mixon, 5, not what you would expect. Waddle, 0. Mooney, 0. Kelsey, 2. Are you even playing Kelsey at this point?
No way.
Yeah, right?
Can't do it. Not even, especially if Mahomes doesn't play either.
Yeah, and Tyler Lockett with 2 fantasy points. Those are a lot of big names, a lot of people that that you were probably playing that did not get the job done for you. So some people had some rough weeks. For sure.
say Kelsey's not even the best like tight end on his own team, right? I think like Noah Gray probably has more fantasy points than he does.
Yeah.
There you have it. And before we go into two matchups here, let's just talk a little bit about going into the playoffs. Who do you guys like, if anyone, that maybe is somebody who we don't normally think of? I was talking about Brian Thomas Jr. the other day, or earlier the other day, a couple of minutes ago. I think he's a good one. Who are the guys who are going to help win your fantasy team that maybe we're not so sure of? Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be one of them because of the situation. Any quarterbacks, any running backs, any wide receivers you think? You know, I'm thinking Devontae Adams could be up there too. I know it was with Jacksonville, but I think that now that they're getting that link up, I think you're going to see that more often from them.
I don't know.
Radio silence.
I hadn't thought about it. I'm trying to think of somebody.
Yeah, we talked about Tampa Bay. I think all those guys are potential. Again, I think a lot of it is based on the schedule. And as we get, it's interesting too, because as we get closer to the next couple of weeks, like we're starting to see playoff implications being, you know, we know teams that are winning the division, teams are going to start, you know, wrapping up playoff spots. So I'm curious to see if anybody benches guys. So somebody like Josh Allen, right? Like, they've already won the AFC East. They're probably not catching the Chiefs. I think they're two games behind the Chiefs. There's only three games to play. So at some point, like, do you rest Josh Allen a little bit if you're not going to have the bye? Like, do you play him just the first half? Like, I'm curious on if those things will impact. I can't imagine they do it this week. It's obviously too soon. But 2 weeks to go, maybe. We always see week 18 is always, but like, what about week 17? Why not just play a half and or something? So I'm curious if some of those kinds of situations may end up costing teams championships and things because their guys don't play the whole time or whatever, you know. The flip side of that is like the good play, like a guy like Devontae Adams or the Jets are completely out of it, right? So like, does he want to play? What if, you know, like, does he need to play the last couple of weeks? Or is there other situations where maybe guys will play young guys, right? Like Alvin Kamara, right? Yeah. Maybe he doesn't come back because they're done. So Kendre Miller finishes the season, or there might be some situations like that that actually shake up guys that you're used to putting in your lineup that all of a sudden you can't in the championship week or something because there's some other guys that are playing over them.
You know what I just thought of when you mentioned the Bucks? It reminded me because, you know, we talked about like, oh yeah, the end of this of the road for the Bucks is really nice. I'm pretty sure their last game is against Carolina. And if that's the case, it's going to be all running backs against that. And if they get like a game up on Atlanta, like where they're secured in the division by the end of the week, if Atlanta loses again, which they could, then it wouldn't even be Bucky Irving because they might rest him. So it might, at that point, who's the other guy? White? It might be like a huge game for White because you can run on Carolina, and if they don't really care, and you know, it's just going to be like, all right, just throw White in there, rest everybody else. So if that's a really possibility, I guess. It's like if they're ahead enough that they don't need to win the game, then it's going to be White instead of Bucky Irving.
Who do you guys think will get the number one pick in the draft? Is it going to be the Giants, the Raiders, the Jaguars, or somebody else?
I'd have to look at who they're playing. It's going to be between the Giants and the Raiders. I just have to see what their last couple games are.
Yeah, so it looks like the Giants play at Atlanta this week, and then the Giants are playing...
I think the Giants have the harder schedule.
They play the Colts week 17. I don't have their week 18 matchup in front of me, but I think right now it's the Raiders, right? Or is it the Giants?
It's the Giants currently.
I think it's the Giants.
Giants,
I think
right now.
Raiders right behind them, and then
Giants play Falcons, Colts, Eagles are the last three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not another win in there.
Probably not.
Yeah. And the Raiders, they're playing.
Oh, yeah. Raiders
hard.
Have Jaguars, Saints, Chargers, and that Chargers game might not mean anything to the Chargers at that point either. So those are much more winnable. And I think O'Connell might be back this week. So there's a chance they win at least one.
How dumb would it be at this point, though? It's like, let's win a game and then lose a spot on the draft, you know? Like,
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, just leave it alone.
At this point, yeah, lose, go get Shedeur Sanders, and then hire Dion as your head coach. And
what a
yeah.
circus. What
that's
a circus
such a Raider thing
be.
To do.
That yeah. is, yeah. yeah.
Like, I see it happening, maybe.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen. I don't know. I think it's a little bit up to Tom Brady at this point. All right, another question. Who is the current best team in the NFL? Oof. I know. Detroit has some injuries going on.
I don't think it's Detroit anymore. Yeah. yeah. I wanted it to be Detroit. This is weird to say. It might be Philly. I might feel most confident in Philly, and I hate their head coach. I don't trust him one bit, but they're so talented offensively. And I think they're the most complete team.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, whose offense do you trust? Whose defense do you trust? They're the ones that are on both of those lists. I mean, obviously Kansas City, because you can never count on Mahomes, but even he's banged up now too, so I don't want to say them. Buffalo's looked awesome, but their defense is so susceptible. They're Buffalo and Detroit are kind of like the same team, right? They can score a ton of points, but they're also going to give up a ton, so I don't trust them. Yeah, it's probably Philly for me if I had to pick one right now.
And who's the wild card who can just come in?
The Rams. Okay. They're already at the top of their division, man. So they're already in.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
if things stay the way they are.
To start the year, yeah.
Yeah.
They're tough. And McVay's probably the best coach in the league. They can score, yeah. too. They've gotten really good defensively. I think you could throw Green Bay in there. They look really good, too, the other night. Their offense is getting going. The defense is getting better. I think they're kind of scary. The NFC is going to be fun. It's going to be really fun because you have, like we said, the Rams, the Eagles, the Lions are still good. Minnesota's a really good team. Green Bay, yeah. like that's a really wide open NFC. AFC too, I think, right? Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore's still good. I don't really trust Pittsburgh to score enough points to be good.
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
The Chargers are always kind of weird and frisky. They look bad this week against the Bucks, but they're always interesting. Who's the other team in the AFC that I'm missing?
Denver,
no, I don't trust them.
The no. Colts are up there. No. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Miami. Yeah, there's.
But
I
yeah.
think the NFC is a little bit more competitive.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty open, which I think is there's no yeah. dominant team that you're like, this team 100% is going to be in the Super Bowl. We thought it was Detroit for a while, but not anymore.
All right, there you got it. So let's move into our matchups last week.
Before you sure? We could skip this segment, I think, if you want.
I think I like this segment this week. So before last week, I was at the bottom, 32-33, below 500. Brandon in second place at 35-30, and Eliseo with 37 wins and 28 losses. Let's see what happened on the games we picked. So Kansas City at Cleveland was the first game. Kansas City was favored by 4.5 points.
We had a whole conversation about Kansas City.
And you both picked Cleveland because Kansas City
never covers.
We took one
for the team. Yeah, we took one yeah. for the team there.
Yeah.
And Kansas City finally did it. They covered 21-7. So I get the point. Next up, we had Buffalo at Detroit. Detroit by 2.5 points. This was a 53.5 over under, and it delivered. I think it almost doubled that. You both picked Detroit to win by the 2.5 points. I picked Buffalo. Buffalo won 48-42. I win the point. Tampa Bay at the Chargers was the third game. Chargers by 3 points. You and me, Eliseo, picked Tampa Bay, and Brandon said the Chargers are going to cover the 3 points. Tampa Bay won 40-17. Me and Eliseo get the point. Fourth game was Pittsburgh at Philly. Philly was favored by 5 points. Me and Brandon picked Pittsburgh, and you also picked Philly. Philly won 27-13. You get the point. Last up was Green Bay at Seattle. Green Bay favored by 3 points. I picked Green Bay. You both picked Seattle. I wanted to pick Seattle. I think I picked last on this one. No, I didn't. I picked second, I think. Green Bay won 30 to 30-13, I win the point. If you're playing along...
This is a season of giving. You didn't give me any points.
If you're playing along, Brandon got zero. You got goose eggs this week.
After my 5-0 week, yeah. Oh.
So that puts him at 35-35, just at 500.
Classic.
I got 4-1 this week. I'll take it. I needed it. That brings me to 36-34 in second place. Eliseo, 2-3 this week. You were doing really good. Not your best week, but you got a couple wins there. You are 39-31, still in first place. But I can catch up. I'm 3 behind. Here we go. This is it. We both can catch up, right? Because 4, yeah, you're good. All right. So, first game this week, we got Denver at the Chargers. Denver's 9-5. The Chargers are 8-6. Chargers are favored by 3 points with a 42.5 over under. Division game, it's going to be tough. They're going to play hard. I don't know if it's going to actually hit the over under because these AFC West division games are usually low scoring. I still think that the Chargers, that's that 3 points though, man. I don't know. That 3 points is, that does scare me a little bit. I still think they're better. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
You or me, I'll say.
It's always you.
Always me. Okay. that's a tough one. Yeah, that's the Thursday night game. Chargers coming off of a loss. Denver's coming off of a win against the Colts where their defense was good. Their offense wasn't very good. Bo Nix threw 3 picks. It's a big game for both teams for playoff implications. I'm going to say that the Chargers bounce back. So give me the Chargers -3 also.
Oh, so I was crossing his fingers.
That's what I was hoping. I wanted to take Denver. I think that I wasn't giving the Chargers enough credit at the beginning of the season. And then when I started giving them credit, they keep proving to me why I was right at the beginning. So they're good, but it's you can never trust them. They're not that good. And Denver, you guys know I always hate Denver, but I think they're a little bit better, just enough better than the Chargers. And if they're the underdog, then yeah, give me Denver.
All right, second game, Houston at Kansas City. Houston is 9-5. Kansas City's 13-1. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes hobbled up there. Kansas City is favored by 3 points with a 41.5 over under. Branded.
Oh, man. I hate that Kansas City's on here every single week. Again, this line.
They finally did it. They finally covered.
I know. Even that wasn't great. They barely beat Cleveland and Winston was terrible. So Kansas City by 3 tells me they think Mahomes is playing because if he wasn't, I don't think they'd be favored. I'm just going to continue to go against Kansas City. I don't like this Houston team either. Stroud's been awful all year. It's in Kansas City, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I hate doing that. I'm still going to take Houston +3. I don't like it, but again, if it makes the Chiefs lose, that's what I'm here for. So Houston +3.
I don't believe that Patrick Mahomes can cover 2 weeks in a row. 1 was a miracle. 2 is not going to happen. So give me Houston.
Damn it. You're going to make me do it. You're going to make me do it again.
It worked last week for you.
Look, if you're writing the story, it's Patrick Mahomes hobbled up, still finds a way to win. I don't like the 3. If it was 2.5, I like it better. But I'll go ahead and do it. I'll take Kansas City.
The good thing about this game is that this past week, no referees were injured. And so the Kansas City Chiefs are going to have their full arsenal this game on Sunday, you know, so don't worry about that.
Third
Patrick
game.
Mahomes is limping around, no problem. Flag for you, flag for you, flag for you.
There was a horrible flag in the Raiders game. One of the Raiders defenders came through and blocked the ball on a third down and came down, and they called it contact to the head, but he never hit him in the head, and so
terrible call, yeah.
Yeah, it gave him first down and gave him life. So third game, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Pittsburgh's 10-4. Baltimore's 9-5. Baltimore's favored by 6 points with a 44.5 over under LSAO.
Well, we're still not sure about Pickens, right? Like, he's still questionable. That's a huge deal. Also, the Steelers already beat the Ravens, and so the Ravens know they got to really come out hard. And they're still, you know, if they could beat them, they still have a chance at the division. And if not, it's going to be really hard. So this is a must-win for Baltimore. So give me Baltimore. It's a lot of points, but I think that with Pickens being out, I think they got a shot. And they're just a better overall team. I don't know why they lost last time. So, yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah, I think Baltimore is the better team. Pittsburgh, for some reason, just can get it done. I don't know. They're scrappy. They have a good overall team. Without Pickens there, it's going to be rough. But you know what? I'll say this. Pickens only had 8 fantasy points last time they played, and they still won. I don't know that Pittsburgh's going to win, but I'll take the points. I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Okay, I got to split the difference here. I'm going to go these teams always play like close, low-scoring games. That's how Pittsburgh wants to play. I think that's how they wanted to play last week against Philly and couldn't quite do it. So I think Baltimore goes in and gets this done. Like you mentioned, LSA, they're still playing for the division. They'd be tied after this game. So I just trust Baltimore's offense more. So give me Baltimore -6.
All right. And game number 4, Philly at Washington. Philly is 12-2. Washington is 9-5. Philly's favored by only 3.5 points, 45.5 over under. I got to start? Damn. All right. I have no idea. Let's see. Okay, so Washington, Philly. Is Philly still playing for? Yeah. 3.5 points. I think I just like the Philly team too much to go against them. Washington could get it done, but I think, like you were saying, Brandon, Philly has a good overall team and their offense is just too good. I'm going to take Philly.
Yeah, this line seems low to me, which makes me almost want to take Washington because the line feels off, but I can't do it. Give me Philly -3.5.
Yeah, like we've all been talking about, they're the more complete team. And I think we're at the point in the season where you say, like, you got to start separating the men from the boys, you know? It's like the big boy teams and the JV. And although Washington is good, they're going to have to really perform against these, you know, like these Buffaloes and Detroits and those types of teams. And I don't think they're quite there yet. And Philly's playing great. It's like they weren't really, like, playing as good as we've seen them earlier in the season. But I think now they finally kind of put it together, whatever that was. And they're like getting hot just the right time. So I'm also taking Philly.
That means Washington's going to win. All right. Lastly, we have this game. It was tough to pick a fifth game. And I said, all right, let's do this one because of everything going on. And I think there's implications most games have implications this week. But New Orleans at Green Bay. New Orleans is 5-9. Green Bay is 10-4. And this is why I picked it. Green Bay is favored by 14 points with a 42.5 over-under. Brandon, you can start it off.
Awesome. 14 is obviously a lot. New Orleans is super banged up. No Derek Carr still. Kamara may be out. Their top two receivers are out. Their top tight end is out. Green Bay looked really good this past week against Seattle on Sunday night. They're back home, probably some bad weather. I think Green Bay continues to roll. So give me Green Bay, even though they're -14.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's not even that they have to even play that well. It's just that they're playing the Saints, and especially if Kamara's out, the Saints have no chance, no shot. So it's, again, Green Bay could probably play at like 75% and then not make the line, but full force. Like, there's no way that they don't do this. So it's a lot, but it's still the choice to make. So give me Green Bay. Jesse, here's your chance, man.
You got to do it.
Well, here's the thing. The last couple of weeks, Green Bay has scored 30 points, 31 points, 30 points. So can New Orleans score 16 points is really what we're talking about here. Can they cover that 14? And they almost beat Washington. They lost by 1 point last week. They've been in some close games. They're even more banged up this week, so I get it. It's probably the wrong call, but it is a lot of points, so I'm going to take it. I'm going to do it. Let's go with New Orleans to cover that spread. All right.
But 5 field goals is only 15 points.
They got to make 6 then. They got to make 6. Let's do it. You ready? All right, here we go. You get the balls to the wall. Well, let me tell you, if you were listening to the Fantasy Football Fools the first week of your playoffs or the last week of your regular season, and you played these guys, we're sorry. Because it didn't turn out too well for any of us.
Are you talking about this week? Because I had some good weeks, man.
No, I'm talking about this week specifically.
Okay. All right.
I had Trey Tucker. Said he's going to do 101 yards and a touchdown for the Raiders, and he had 2 catches for 18 yards. Cool. We need a drop for this. Wah, wah. Brandon, you had Kendre Miller. You said he's going to do 80 yards and a touchdown, and he's going to do a kick return for a touchdown. First ever. It's going to happen. He had 9 carries for 46 yards.
He did have 3 kick returns for 83 yards, but no touchdown.
Yes. Unfortunately, the yards don't count for points in fantasy.
Fair.
LSO, you said Adam Thielen, you were feeling the Thielen this week. You said he's going to have 104 yards and a touchdown. He had 5 catches for 51 yards. So kind of duds, 3 zeros across the board there. But we can redeem ourselves right now. Who wants to start us off with their balls to the wall?
I can go first this week. I was trying not to bring this guy up earlier because I wanted to save him for this. But we did already talk about him a little bit. So I'm going to take a guy who is going to be playing against the New York Giants. He's making his NFL debut as a starter. He's replacing torn Achilles. Looks like he has a torn Achilles this season, but it was really last season, Kirk Cousins. So give me Michael Penix making his debut. He's going to go for 330 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Giants, and he's going to show Kirk Cousins how that offense is supposed to be run. So give me Michael Penix with a monster week in his rookie debut.
Nice. I like it.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Me, you,
2% me. Rostered, by the way, for now. I'm sure he'll get claimed tonight by some.
I can go. So we talked about the Lions and how injured they are, and obviously it impacted the running game with Montgomery. And yeah, that means that Gibbs will get extra carries and stuff, but they can't all that can't all go onto
Gibbs.
I was thinking, I don't know why I was going to say Diggs, and I was like, what is his name? No, Gibbs. Jesus, thank you. They can't load him up with like everything that Montgomery is responsible for, you know? So because they're going to have to lighten his load, because he's going to have to take on extra stuff, but it's obviously there's too much, but they have enough weapons that they can be picky about where they want the ball to go. So I think Jared Goff is going to throw a little bit more, even though he already throws a lot, he's going to throw a little extra because of that. And so because of that, I'm going to take a guy who's 3% rostered. 3%. He's had a couple of good games, probably, I think, just two, maybe three good games all season. But last week was one of them. And now with that injury, I think he's going to have another good week. He's going up against, who is it? Chicago. So it's Chicago, you know? Like, they'll be able to, and it's Detroit. So it's not going to be a problem there as far as like, oh, Chicago's defense is good or whatever. Like, that doesn't matter. So I'm going to say that one receiver, Mr. Tim Patrick, is going to go for 76 yards and one touchdown.
All right, 76 and one. Okay, my guy this week is from a team that I picked against you guys. So you both picked Baltimore. I picked Pittsburgh. This guy is 8% rostered. Currently, he may be more this week, playing against Baltimore, who gives up the second most points to wide receivers. And he had 0 points the last time these two teams played. I mentioned Pickens had 8 points, so I don't know. Doesn't seem too great, right? But he's going to be a big player this week. Calvin Austin III is going to go for 99 yards. That's the most he's had all season, and one touchdown. And we're going to keep the ball rolling. He's already had one kickoff return for a touchdown, but this is going to be number two right here this week. There you have it. Balls to the wall. Play those guys. They're going to do good. That's all we got. Good luck, everyone, in the playoffs. Any last words for your team, for anyone else's team out there?
I would say Justice Hill, honorable mention on Balls to the Wall this week.
I'm going to say to Alex or Robert or whoever's running your team, I'm coming for you this week. I'm taking you down. I'm coming for it. I'm gonna put myself back in that championship match.
You guys want to know about our league? Go to fantasyfootballfools.com, and you can get it onto there. Fantasy Fools Pod on X. Hit us up there. Until next week. We'll be back next week. Because it's one more week, right? I think not last week, next week? Maybe not. We're not sure. We'll tell you next week. But until then, good luck and don't be a fool.